name's Jesse, also known as Lead Pipe, on account I killed a man in Cincinnati with a lead pipe for openly rooting against my Raiders. Then there's some who calls me the Milwaukee Mauler for my having murdered me three frat boys at a toga party in 87 on the campus of Marquette University because they was double-dipping in the con queso. Still others simply refer to me as number 46-399-102, the number they assigned me in a prison I'll never escape. It's torture, I tell you. Hell on earth, being trapped in a cage. Your only release, a few minutes walking a barbed wire yard filled with the dregs of society. For 7 years, I've been sleeping with one eye open, showering with men who just as soon seen me dead than hogging the last dollop of Pantene. Hell, I've killed more men since I've been inside than I ever did out. It sort of became, well, a hobby for me. Man needs a hobby when all he's got to do is count the seconds toward death. But I done gave up killing. Found God, I did, and a pen pal named Charisse, who lives in Logan, Utah, with her husband, Troy, and their 9 kids. Once a month, Charisse sends me oatmeal cookies in the latest issue of Us Weekly. Oh, and she turned me on to a new hobby to replace after-hour broom rape in the laundry hamper. Now the fellas have a new nickname for me. They call me Scrapbook. You want to see what I've done? Yeah, check this out. I'm almost finished with the page I've dedicated to Richard Grieco. Us Weekly don't print not too many Grieco pictures these days, but what I've done is found photos of almost all the cast members from 21 Jump Street. Oh, Johnny Depp was easy, but Peter DeLuise has been, in a word, a bitch to find. My prize shot is this Holly Robinson Pete shot I found in, of all places, Sports Illustrated. Yeah, she was presenting an award at something called the ESPYs. Anyway, I took her photo, cropped out her husband, and in his stead pasted a sign post that read 21st Street. Then I took a handgun I found, coincidentally enough, in a Charlie's Angels Full Throttle ad, put that in her left hand, and made it look like she was working undercover at some sort of prestigious ball or something. And I had to leave the festivities to pursue a low-life scumbag. It all came out really cool. I'd like to use a clear tape, but that costs 2 packs of cigarettes and a hand job. Where paste only costs a hand job. Anyways, the beauty of scrapbooking is that you are the creator. After all, it's your book, your page, right? See here how I stenciled in a sort of an aerial, narrow font the words facial hair, and then showed in the series Depp's many faces, from his milk mustache and secret window to his river scruff and chocolat. Yeah, I really liked the way that came out. Here, let me show you the first page I ever made. It's a little crude, but this here is the newspaper article of my first arrest. I did 24 hours for public indecency. Unfortunately, I don't have an accompanying photo, but see how I took the article and then just barely singed the edges using a broken light bulb to give the paper an old world look? Then at the top here, I took a Bing Cherry, just a beautiful red color from a Dan and Yogurt ad, and put pasted next to it one of my old heroin needles. Get it? Needle next to the cherry? My first arrest? The whole popping thing? Anyways, I got that idea from watching Goodfellas. I think it came out pretty well. Oh, here's my old cellmate's page. Yeah, I killed him with a steak knife while he was sleeping. Unfortunately, they took the steak knife. Probably wouldn't have fit under the cellophane anyway. But I did manage to salvage some of the blood. See how I just kind of made a handprint on the page and let that be the centerpiece, and then I worked around that the rest of the page. Here are a couple strands of his hair that came loose in the struggle. Oh, then I made it sort of a sachet pocket thingy to hold his teeth. I just stapled it right to the page. It makes a little bit of a bulge when you close the scrapbook, but I think it's worth it. See, that's the beauty of scrapbooking. I think I might have mentioned it before. Every page is your own. You're the creator. Let's see, what else? Oh, my page to chainsaw. Ex-boyfriend, 2 cells down. Don't get me started. Oh, here's our prison weightlifting team. Oh, this is a fun page. I put like a shot of Arnold Schwarzenegger posing during his Mr. Olympia days, and then right next to it, a shot of Hans and Franz from Saturday Night Live. I put a bubble caption coming from Arnold's mouth reading, "Grr, who you calling a girly man?" Then with a question mark, of course. I just drew in a set of dumbbells here at the top using a good shading technique I developed using just a regular old number two pencil. Then I juxtaposed a couple of photos of the team, one serious shot and one goofy one. One of the guards was nice enough to take a few shots with an Instacam. I had to trade a crisp, uncut U.S. Weekly, my dessert for a week, and my last pair of women's panties for that camera, but it was worth it. And that doesn't even touch what I had to give for the photos to get developed. Well, let's just say I got a great page out of it. Looky here, how I stole the library stamp to put in the dates that show how big we were when we started our training and then how big we were at the end. And my favorite part is where I cut out individual letters like a kidnapper's ransom note and made the words "spot me" to spread across the top of the page. Oh, that kills me. See how Anvil is struggling there with his bench press in that photo? You can actually, if you close your eyes, picture him yelling out the words "spot me." I think that's kind of cool. And I got a warden page, a Jesse's visitor page, my tribute to the film Shawshank Redemption page, my first toss salad page, all my press clippings, my son's bar mitzvah, laundry day page, an ode to Marlboro's, the history of the tattoo page. Oh, here's my junior prom, and on and on and on. Like I said, the great thing about scrapbooking is every page is yours. You're the creator. I like to create. It's fun. Well, anyway, time for lockdown, and I can't let the guards know I have a pair of scissors or a spool of decorative ribbon, or they'll take them away from me for sure. They'll probably let me keep my colored glitter, but that's about it. Well, I got to turn the lights out. I'll talk to you folks later. I'm Jesse Scrapbook.